September 17th, TDJ.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
When T.D. Jakes was a boy, the neighborhood kids called him Bible Boy. But because he had a speech impediment, grown-ups said he would never be a preacher. Jakes proved them all wrong, and he started in a storefront church with only 10 members. On this date, in 2001, T.D. Jakes was featured on the cover of Time magazine. He is now a pastor, author, and filmmaker. Today's story features an important event in his early life.
Alone, we can get stuck, but together, we can overcome obstacles. When T.D. Jakes was only 6 years old, he had to run down a path of hard Appalachian soil from his house to the school bus stop. Full of energy, T.D. had no problem running behind his house and down the street with the other kids, but there was an obstacle he just couldn't get past. There was a giant boulder. The other boys got themselves up and grabbed the edges of the rock and pulled themselves over the boulder to get to the other side, and they caught the school bus. But every day when T.D. got to the boulder, he just froze. That boulder was so big that every time he looked at it, he was filled with fear. Fear of slipping and falling, fear of getting bruised or cut, fear of being trapped in the blackberry bushes that grew on both sides of the boulder. No matter how he wanted to climb like the other boys, his feet just wouldn't budge. Fear held him in place. Every day, he would run down that path and he would be stopped by that boulder. Day after day, he ran home with plenty of tears and the sounds of the other boys mocking him in the distance. He felt defeated, humiliated, overwhelmed. The only way he could get over the boulder was if his mom or dad would lift him over it. But that was doubly humiliating. A new day, another trek down the path, T.D. knew that insurmountable boulder would be waiting for him. Of course, the guys would have new insults for the new day. But this time, when he saw the boulder up ahead, he stopped. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. His 260-pound father was whacking the boulder with a sledgehammer. On and on he swung, chipping away rock bit by bit until a stairway was formed. Before long, T.D. could step onto the boulder himself, climb the newly made stairs over the boulder, and slide down to the other side where the pathway to the bus stop was clear. T.D. looked at his father like a hero that day, and the boulder never gave him a problem again. But his father had also taught him a valuable lesson. T.D.'s father had helped him so he would learn how to help other people. Little did I know that I would spend the rest of my life with a mallet and pick in my hands, helping people who couldn't overcome their own big rocks so they might reach the field of their dreams. T.D. kept the lesson close to his heart for years to come and incorporated it into his ministry. God has invested a great deal in you, he wrote. And for all the Creator has put in you, there is only one thing God wants to know. What will you do with what I gave to you? Proverbs 24:32 says, I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. What insurmountable obstacle is standing in your way? Trying to overcome it on your own might be impossible, but with the help of others, you too can reach the field of your dreams. Alone, we can get stuck, but together, we can overcome obstacles.
Hello, man. My name is Ryan. I'm a narrator here at 365 Christian Men. And T.D. Jakes, it's hard to picture him as a young boy who's timid and scared of a boulder when you think about him as the powerhouse of a preacher that he is today. But man, we all have those boulders in our lives, things that we just continuously walk up to and get afraid and not really know how to navigate and handle. But I think what I loved about this story most is kind of the type his father is. to our Heavenly Father, where, you know, you go up to this boulder and you have problems and can't overcome it, and then you just see His Father come and hammer away at it, and boom, the problem is solved. And how many times in our lives do we know that that would be the answer for us to get over our boulder, is to surrender it to the Lord and really seek Him in the situation? So men, today I would challenge you, whatever your boulder is, think about bringing it first to the Lord.